You are listening to the Primitive Intelligence Podcast, Season 2, Episode 2. This week, we're going to talk a lot about hiking.
Because we hike a lot.
We love hiking. You're addicted.
We already
You're
did.
Converting. Yeah. There's a lot of hiking.
I have an issue.
Hiking. We always have issues.
Serious issues.
Yeah. There's bears. We got all kinds of stuff going
bears.
On. Bears. pretty much it was a lot about
it was
hiking.
It was mostly about hiking.
Mostly about hiking.
But that's okay, because that's good.
That's bizarre. We had one topic.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
and it was pretty steady. We didn't deviate too much from it.
A lot of and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, a lot of that.
Sorry about that.
So stay tuned. The podcast starts
now.
This week's podcast.
Apples.
We eat apples.
Actually, it'll be awesome if you recorded the popcorn machine.
I need it. Well, I could bring it up. Here it is. That'd be easier than trying to move everything down there. I don't know why my brain went there. Well, I need an awfully long cord. All right, so this is episode 2 of season 2, Primitive Intelligence Podcast.
Welcome back. Thanks. That's the only thing I ever say in the beginning.
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, children. So, we did a hike this weekend. We might as well. I mean, we were talking about hikes last week, so we'll start with that.
We hike a lot every week, so we should probably. It's like, hey, it's a new hike.
Yeah, it's new. Every new week's a new hike.
This one was really interesting, though.
Total surprise. Yep. Dingman's Falls at the Delaware National Forest or Delaware Water Gap National Recreational Area, whatever they call it, right on the border of New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And looking at it on the map, it looked like we were going to get there. We were going to hike for 5 minutes, see the falls, and then go to the next spot.
Yeah, there was only one fall listed.
Yes.
It says falls, but there's just like one.
Yeah, well, multi-tiered, so yes. You think, oh, that's the falls. It falls once, and it hits a rock, and it falls some more.
I was even more worried because when we got there, there's a boardwalk. So I thought this is even less of a hike.
Yeah.
Because you're actually not even on the ground.
Yeah. Well, what worried me even more was before we even got there, we went to the more popular falls, the Bushkill Falls.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we never even stopped the car.
No.
There was people who just –
There were people. Lots of people.
Yeah.
And not the good kind of people, the people that were tourists.
The touristy people, yeah. So we turned and we just gunned it and took off. But yeah, we got to the boardwalk and thought, this is going to suck. This is going to be, okay, let's look at the water and go somewhere else.
Yep.
And then we saw Ranger Rick, whatever his name was, the park ranger.
Yep. Well, before we even get that far, I got a new hydro pack.
Oh, yeah, you did. You got to break it in.
Yeah, I got the Camelback hydro pack, 3 liter.
Making fun of people with backpacks, and then lo and behold, you got one. And you're wearing your new hiking boots.
I am. I knew I was going to convert.
You're converting. You are.
See, if I probably mentioned already, because I mentioned everything again. The way I used to go for a hike is I get my boots on, whatever my boots would be at the time, which is most likely work boots.
Yeah. High-ankled work boots.
And because I'd like to protect my ankles. I mean, you know, working.
Yeah.
You know, and I would just grab a water at the most and just head out and do something. But now I'm starting to slowly convert because we've been on some of these hikes that have been 4 or 5 hours long, and like an 8 ounce bottle of water isn't enough.
No.
So, but I took a shot. I just happened to start searching on eBay and I found a Camelback 3 liter mule, MULE, which actually has some extra pouches. It's not just a standard hydro pack.
Right.
But it's like $100 and something I just want to call it a backpack.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's a backpack with water reservoir in it.
But I got lucky. It was for like $50.
Yeah, that's a good price.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So I got that. And then, of course, I had to get new boots because, we could venture into that story in a little bit.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Coming up at 11.
But we're all... We're getting onto the boardwalk. I want to call it a boardwalk because I don't know what else to call it.
It was a boardwalk. Yeah, it was a walkway made out of boards.
So. Yeah. See, that's why they call it a boardwalk.
And it is why they call it a boardwalk.
And we didn't know whether or not to venture to put our packs on because we didn't want to look like these idiots walking up 10 feet to one waterfall with packs.
And then a friend said her son had hiked there, and it was like 5.2 miles. So I'm like, maybe we should grab him just in case.
So we, as we were walking along, like we said, we ran into Ranger Rick or whatever his name was.
Yeah, I don't know. Never did catch his name. Very nice guy, though.
Really nice guy. Who did tell us that if you continue, if you hike the 200 or so steps.
Yeah, 208 steps or something like that.
To the top of the falls, then you could, for the more, I think he said the more adventurous types.
Yeah, there's a trail off to the left. If you look, you'll see it. But he kind of looked at us, and we all had our packs on. See, if you didn't have your pack, he may not have told us that.
See?
And he told us it goes all the way clear up to the George W. Childs Park.
Yep.
Where there's another set of falls. So we get to the top of the waterfall, and we hike up over the little rocks there. And, of course, there's people. But and as we got down to over the other side to where that bridge was, where I think a lot of people get to and think, oh, this is the end of the trail, we kept going because we're looking at the map, and, well, here's the bridge, and there's no falls, so we got to keep going. And we just
kept going.
And went and went, which felt like forever.
It was lovely.
Yeah, because we were just... But and I'll put up a picture of the sign.
Oh, yeah.
That was you. We could put your face on that sign, and that was you in the creek.
What I was getting to, as you've seen in our previous the advertisement 10 seconds ago, when we got up to the top of the falls, it was beautiful up there. There was this really thick, old-growth hemlock, I believe it was, canopy.
Yeah.
So the forest floor did not have a lot of vegetation. It was basically just the old needles. It was really gorgeous.
Yeah.
So we were walking along. There was a myriad of different little paths going here and there. And when we finally got down low enough to the river, I decided I'm going to go out to the river and stand on the rock and take a look at stuff.
Because right there, you're only about maybe 200 feet from the top of the falls.
Right.
But you would never know it from standing. It just looks like a little river going through the woods.
Yep. So we all kind of did that. And the old work boots, my really, really old work boots, I'm saying probably 15 to 20 years old, they're fine, except there's no treads.
Yeah, and you had mentioned that.
And I did. I'm like, as long as I can get through this weekend without falling, I'll be fine. So what do you think happens?
Famous last words.
I went down. It wasn't bad, though. I mean, if you could take a look, you really can't even see any kind of bruising or nothing on my arm.
Well, I just turned, and I heard the unmistakable, you know, on the ground of feet slipping, and I was like, whoa, and down you went, and I saw a splash and I thought, oh, this is not gonna be good. We'll have to float you down the falls.
It was pretty lame of me because I'm gonna take the stupid typical shot because I'm walking away from the rock. I was fine, and I saw my boot print, and I went, I need a picture of my boot print on a rock. And I turned around, and that is when I was spinning. I went straight down.
You like, lost all your friction with the rock, and down you went.
I don't remember exactly. I fell so fast.
To me, you kind of hovered for a second.
No.
As I turned, I saw you were already kind of sideways in the air, and it looked like you floated like a little butterfly for a second, and then you would splash in the water.
It was instant for me. I just felt my foot slipping, and the next thing I know, I'm like, and I'm like, I'm already going down. And I hit slow motion because I had my phone in my hand, and then as I'm falling, I'm reaching for the ground. I'm going, and then I think to myself, my phone is in my hand. I got to put all my body weight on that phone, and then of course it slipped out of my hand, and then I fell on my arm, and then I'm reaching for the phone so it doesn't go in the river. It was a lot that went on in that half a second.
If only you were taking a video, that would have been awesome to see.
I would have loved that.
Yeah, that would have been great, especially if it would. Did you ever see that? There was a video. Somebody, they were out. You're taking off your watch. Just take your watch off.
Sorry. There you go. I was making jingly noises.
Yeah, I think it sounds louder live than it does once it's recorded. But there was a video. These people there on their honeymoon had an underwater video camera. Mm-hmm. And I guess they were snorkeling. They lost the camera. And like 8 months later, the camera shows up.
Awesome.
At their house. Somebody finds it. And it said, and the only way they could figure out whose it was to watch what was on the camera. So there was a note that came with it. So, you know, tracked you down through the hotel that you were staying at while you're here. You need to watch the video. and it was a video clip of a sea turtle that had grabbed a hold of the leash of the camera and somehow activated the camera. And if I can find a link to it, I'll post it in the show notes.
Post that because I want to see it.
Yeah, and it's just – it's not like he's holding the camera. It's like bouncing around behind us, bouncing off his shell. But you can clearly see this turtle is just swimming through the ocean.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and it's – I forget how long it is, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I really need to see that.
Yeah.
If you don't send the link, I'll find it myself.
Yeah, I know it's out there. I've watched it a bunch of times. But it was pretty cool. But that would have been awesome if that would have happened with your iPhone. Video of your phone going over to falls.
It probably would have been just – my stupid face going,
and it's static. But yeah, so the park ranger tells us, you know, you go up there, you go to that park. So we're hiking through, and we get, I'm going to say probably beyond the halfway point.
Yes, definitely beyond the halfway
point. Maybe the two-thirds point. But we didn't know that. We didn't know how far we were going. And we get to that rock, or the tree, the big tree.
But yep, the big tree.
And those kids come up. And they're like, might as well turn around now. Or actually, I should say, you might as well turn around now because there's a road and there's park rangers who laughed at us.
Jerk, the park rangers.
We're looking for the falls so we can, or the cliffs so we can dive off the cliffs. Yeah. And I laughed and I said, well, the reason why they turned around and went into the woods and laughed at you is because they don't want you jumping off the cliff. That's where they're going. They just don't want you there.
I would say about 14 or so. They're around that age where you're going to do something stupid like jump off a cliff.
Off a cliff, yeah.
Yeah.
So they continue on their way. We go a little bit further, and we kind of lose the trail. Because the trail...
completely.
Yeah, it just kind of...
Disappears.
It was real rocky. On the way back, it was obvious where the trail was. So we wandered around for a few minutes, found some... You know, thought maybe there was a road up this way. About to head back, and you kind of had some signal on your phone. Mm-hmm. You're like, there's a road up here. So I went up real quick, up on the top of the hill, and thought I saw the bridge. And, well, fuck it, we'll see if we can find this road.
The ones that the kids were talking about.
Right. So we get to that road, and then we see the park ranger's cars across the river on the other side. So we walk over there, and lo and behold, there's another trail.
Clearly trail. Obvious trail.
Yeah. And, what, it took us maybe 5 minutes from there to the second set of falls. If we weren't stopping and looking at stuff. And,
probably, yeah.
Yeah, maybe 5 minutes.
Five to 10 minutes at the most. And then those falls were nice.
They were nice.
But they were very touristy.
Yeah, you know, I think if you were there, if you drove there, because there was a lot of boardwalks and stairs, and it was made to be observed from these boardwalks.
It'd be gorgeous in the fall.
Yeah.
When there weren't people trying to swim and get in the water.
Yeah, with a tent. Right by the edge. I don't understand that. And I looked at that on Google Earth. And that park is a lot bigger than what we saw. There's more area to that than just those falls.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it might be interesting to go back out there and look at that.
But by that point, it had to be about 2 hours in. Because the total time was, what, 4.5?
It was like four and a half hours.
So we were about 2 hours of a hike. So we get there, and we're...
mostly uphill we hiked to.
And we're kind of at that point going, okay, what's there to see? Okay, there's some people.
Yep.
And we did try to get around. Over the river to the other side, but then we decided not to.
Yeah, we got so far up, and then the trail started heading away from the water, and the other side was a lot more stairs. Because there was like that incinerator there, whatever that was, and then we decided that's where we're going to turn around, and then we just followed the same side we came up.
There were a lot of stairs on the... I would say more of a boardwalk. I don't know where it was going.
No, it just kind of went all over the place.
Yeah, they were up and down and tons of different.
It's like walkways. One of those paintings where the stairs are going all different directions.
That's the way it
looked. I forget what you call that, but so then we hang out there for a little bit. We start heading back. Okay, we're gonna head back to the car. We're coming back down that section of woods between where we saw the park ranger's cars and those falls.
Yep.
And we meet another couple that are coming up and say the exact same thing. You might as well turn around. There's a road there, and I'm like, is this road magical? Does it hide things? Because it's like people cannot cross the street.
You had to be there because they're just like, there's a road.
Yeah, you can't go any further.
Yeah, like it's like the forest was here before the road.
Yeah.
So why don't you, like, the river keeps going. It's not like the river stopped.
No, I can understand her confusion from that side because that trail obviously has been altered at the road where they put that the guardrail up.
There were no markings.
No markings.
To identify where to go.
There's no clear... like even where you walk up onto the path, it wasn't obvious, even if you were standing right at it.
There probably was before they did maintenance on that bridge.
I'm thinking so.
Because the path that goes down is completely obstructed now by gravel and the
guardrail.
The guardrail. So they must have cleared out that the head of the trail.
Yeah, because you got to kind of jump up onto the guardrail where the dirt starts again and then go up. So that I can kind of understand. But the look on their face when we said, we just walked up here from Dingman's Falls all the way up the river, and they're like, what?
Where?
We got to go now. Like, we just... Dingman's,
he did. He got a little scared. Well, you know what it was also? It was cool because his girlfriend or whoever he was with was really interested.
Yeah, really?
Because she wanted to hear more about, you know, our hike.
Yeah.
And he were talking to her, and he's talking to me, and he's like, well, what's there to see? What's of interest?
I said, you're
in the middle of the woods, and there's no people around.
Yeah.
And at that point, he gave me a weird look, and she's like, that's great. And he's like, we got to go. And he just turned around.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to get her to leave.
Yeah.
But it was honestly one of my favorite hikes so far, only because it was an undiscovered kind of a thing where we just went off into the woods.
Yeah, because it was so unexpected. It really was. We got back to the car, and it was time to go. And it was really time to go. It wasn't just like time to go to the next spot to hike. And it was just kind of like, wow, that was a pleasant surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was looked like it was going to turn into a tourist trap, but then there's that little outlet where you can go out into nowhere.
Yeah.
And it was cool.
It was really awesome. I thoroughly enjoyed it. You're in the woods next to a river with no one around. You can't really hear a car here and there once in a while, but there was nothing.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
It was. It really was.
And I'm glad that they don't actually advertise. They do. It's on the map where you could see that it's parkland.
Yeah, but there's not marked.
Not marked at all.
Like, you can see at the top of the Dingman's Falls where the trail goes up, but it just looks like some people kind of went up there on their own.
Yes, on the top.
Yeah,
I agree.
But there are some spots along the trail where there was blaze.
Was it?
A little bit. There was green, there's double green dots on the bases of the trees.
I saw that on this other side, but I didn't see it on the Dingman Falls side.
Yeah, every once in a while it was there. So it's a official trail, but they just don't tell anybody about it, which is awesome. There were a few spots where I was in my glory because the trail was like barely foot-width wide.
Yeah.
And on one side was going straight up, and on the other side was going straight down. And it looked like if you stepped out the wrong way, it was just going to give way under your feet.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah.
That was clear. I was loving that.
Yeah. That's why I was ahead of you guys. I'm like, I'm just going to go up here. I'm going to check out, see. And I'm checking to make sure it's not going to give way on anybody. But if it would have given way, I would have been laughing all the way downhill.
Yeah.
Until I died.
Was thinking, because I got a little bit more weight on me, and I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, if I put my foot just a little bit closer to this edge, it could just go.
Yeah. I'm taking a ride.
Because it was a washout from when one of the storms came through.
Yeah.
Kind of chewed away at that bank.
Yep. But it was a good time. I liked it.
Really good time. I can't remember what time we got there, but it had to be,
it had to be like 12:30.
Yeah, it had to be at least a 4.5 hour hike, right? Something like that.
Because when we left Bushkill, it was like after 11, because I remember we were coming down 209,
mm-hmm.
and you said, it's already 11, like 15 or something like that. So by the time we got up there, we went into the gift shop, mm-hmm. you know, we looked around, you know, bought a couple little things, and by the time we got on the trail, it was probably noon.
So it was really good. I mean, it was the perfect day hike.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. Yeah, Dingman's Falls, pleasantly surprised for hike.
But yeah, and just keep going. Just keep your river on your right until you get to the road, cross the road.
And keep the river on your
and
left.
And keep it, yeah.
Yep, can't miss it.
And it's not a difficult hike. I'd say the most difficult part of that hike were the 200 stairs at Dingman's Falls.
Yeah, coming back, because they were weird. They weren't
yep.
sized right. Well, actually, even up at the
George
Childs Park, they were, some steps were, each flight of steps were even, but some of them were like really short steps, and some were
really
like
long.
Really long steps. It was really, it was odd.
So that was good.
Yes. That was the adventure for the weekend. Because Friday was kind of, well, Friday I did,
Friday.
Friday I went back to
oh.
the, and now since there is no paranormal activity at that spot.
You debunked
the time
it.
Slip. Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. I will say where it was, because I didn't want to say that this park has some weird time slip thing going on and people going over there asking them what's going on. But it was at Promised Land State Park. We were actually, it was the Klein Hans Trail, which is actually in the Delaware State Forest, just on the edge of the state park. So I went back, I timed it, and I was thorough.
We had to just get turned around.
Yeah. Not only did I time it, but I had my GPS tracker and I had my voice recorder and I was time stamping stuff. I mean, I was like, I wanted to see where things went awry. And the one trail that we turned on, which is the crosscut trail, it looks like the trail goes to the right and then there's another trail that goes to the left. And we went to the left and followed it down to those rhododendrons.
But that's what I think messed this up.
That is the actual trail. So we thought we came out lower,
but we didn't.
And on a different trail, and that's what screwed us up. As far as the going left and winding up right, you know, goes. But there's still the
weird
discrepancy in the time. And the only thing I can attribute that to is we looked at the phones, because it really, where we took a picture of the ferns,
right,
to where we sat down or where you sat, and I walked down to the gate, and the time we got up to the tower. All right, now my GPS tracker said we started that at 3:15,
mm-hmm.
and we took the photo at 3 o'clock.
Yep.
Now, if we took the photo at 3, and we looked, we saw it was 3.
All right.
It was actually only like 150 feet to that road.
Yes.
We stopped, looked at the map. We were already a little discombobulated, still thinking, because it seemed like it happened quickly. And in reality, it did take 15 minutes to get from where we took those photos up to the water tower, because it took me 15 minutes to get up there. So I'm thinking maybe we looked at the phone, saw 3 o'clock. We're just thinking it was 3,
yeah.
But it
I thought maybe
went faster than we thought it did.
Originally, I thought it was 3 o'clock up top before we started, and we must have been lower. Now, the other time of the 2:22, I don't know what the hell happened there. It must have been before I think it was just the fact that we got turned around.
And, yeah, we were just all out of sorts with it.
So I'll chalk that one up to just weird human confusion.
Yeah, we got discombobulated thinking we were somewhere we weren't, and then it just kind of threw everything out of whack. And the fact that we don't pay attention to time when we're hiking, and we were hyper.
We don't care.
Yeah, we were hyper attentive of the time because you had to leave.
Yeah, I had a family thing, so mm-hmm. that's always on your mind. You're like, okay, well, where are we now? How far is it going to be? How long is it going to take?
Yeah, because I hiked that whole thing. I did exactly the same path that we took.
Mm-hmm.
I even stopped for 5 minutes at the road before I kept hiking. And I did the whole hike 15 minutes faster than we did it the day that we went.
So debunked. I like it. So. I like it. It just freaked me out because when I was checking that time, it didn't make any sense. It really was just confusing. It was just a confusing kind of situation where we were at towards the end.
Yeah. And the very top of the deer exclosure to the car was only about 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. And it seemed like it took so much longer than that, but it didn't.
Probably just because the whole situation, the whole hike itself was just half-assed backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our fault.
Yeah. Yeah, it was humor.
Not to mention, we only planned on going for a small one, and then we kept going, let's go down
now.
This way a little bit longer, and we'll go here, and we'll keep going a little bit longer.
Yeah. And to make a correction from last week, I was calling it fairy lead. The phrase is pixie lead.
Oh, well, that's better.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Because you don't want, you know...
Pixies and fairies. But if anybody was looking into it and couldn't find anything about fairy lead, that's pixie lead.
And then I went on... When was that? That was Saturday we went to Dingman's. And now Sunday, of course, I got up... I was just... Because we were so tired, by the time I got home, I was nice and relaxed.
Yeah.
And I crashed not terribly early, but early. And I was up at 5 a.m. So then I decided I'm going to go do something else. I was going to check out the one trail and ran into a big black bear and I turned around. And then I decided to go to Lackawanna State Park, which I have to show you that Abington Trail.
Yeah.
Which is really badass. It was really nice.
Yeah,
you can't really find it because some of the markers aren't there.
Yeah, you're saying it's kind of, it's there, but it's not.
Yeah, it's on the one side, on the south shore, there is a marker. on the other side, there must be two trailheads that are not marked, so you're not going to find it.
Which is possible, yeah. Because look at Promised Land, the falls trails. Mm-hmm. At one point, I can remember hiking there when I was a kid, and the map shows the trail going down to one side, crossing a bridge, and coming back up the other side. So when you're walking and you're looking for the other trail that it connects to, you kind of lose it because the bridge has since moved and they never update it. They moved the bridge up probably a good 300 feet, and they've put it on sturdier rock because the old bridge wiped out.
Yep.
So when you're looking at the map and you see what the bridge is, you think there should be another trail there. And it's actually not. 300 feet down the path.
Yep.
So a lot of these parks, they update things like that, and if it's close enough to what they have, they leave it.
Yeah,
it's not worth the money reprinting.
That was another great trail.
That is my favorite trail. It's not a very long trail, but, man, that's nice.
You know, trail sucked? Eels Preserve.
Those
freaking Boy Scouts.
Yeah. Eels Preserve is it's a nice place.
Oh, it's gorgeous, and you should go.
Man, the trails.
That one trail we were on.
Stonehenge. Do not take Stonehenge.
Stonehenge, and then it was that other one afterwards. Conglomerate, maybe?
Oh, a conglomerate, yeah.
Literally, you're walking. You walk, and
you're... For miles.
You just keep walking, and you'll... Nice little twists and turns, and that's fine. You're on a hike.
Yeah.
And then you go down, and then you come around, and then, like, 20 minutes later... You come back.
You're 5 feet away from where you were.
Literally. That happened to 4 or 5 times where you're standing there and you're like, wait a minute, this looks familiar. I know that tree. And then you look over and you could see the trail that you were just on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not fun. Then we try to get back to the main trail. But at some point we got so just kind of disillusioned with that trail. It was like, all right, we're done. We're over it. Right. We're done. We don't want to go home. And yeah, we could see the main trail, but we could not. We were on a cliff looking at a swamp. You could not get to
there that trail. There was a trail there. I just don't know where it was.
I don't know where it goes. There's a little sign with a dude hiking, and you walk up, and there's a trail. And all of a sudden, it drops off.
Yeah, literally. You get to the top of these rocks that nobody's been on
ever, maybe. And it's not high. Cliffs. It's maybe 15, 20 feet.
But you can't get down.
No, it's high enough that if you fall 15, 20 feet onto more rocks, you're going to wish you're dead if you're not.
Some of those stones had... the crevices where you could easily get your foot caught in them, and if you ever fell, there's no way you're getting out.
And it was pretty well into the spring at that point, and there was still ice in those rocks because they're just so massive and cold.
It wasn't short weather, but it was definitely short sleeve weather.
Yeah, it was like
because I brought a t-shirt and a fleece or a hoodie.
Yeah,
and I had to take the hoodie off because it was too hot.
Yeah, it's too hot. A nice place, but man, it's not the short hike that you were hoping. And on that note, if you would have, only brought an 8-ounce bottle of water to.
Oh, I would have been screwed.
Yeah, because you drank all 3 liters of that water.
Yeah, so that hydro pack definitely worth it.
Hmm. And I've been talking about those for years.
I know.
I was always telling you like oh, you got a hydro pack. You're out biking and kayaking with a hydro pack. I'm like, dude, no, you don't seem to understand.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah. I knew off the bat. I knew since we started this, I'm like, I'm going to be converting. I shouldn't say that. It's a bad thing.
Yeah, no. But.
But, there are people who do things for hobbies, and then there are people who do things to say they have a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, so there are people out on the trail with the trail sticks. What do you call them?
The walking sticks.
The walking sticks. I didn't know if it was like a. Any name, and but you, they don't need them.
Jiggy sticks,
right?
I gave it a name for you.
Jiggy, Jiggy with the stick. And so they're on the trail with these boots that clearly are a couple $100 at least boots. You know, great big wool socks, and then they got a pack that's way too big for the hike.
Yeah,
and a hat and these sticks, and they're not needed.
Yeah, no, and they're not needed for that.
Right
now, if you're gonna do some of these people may be training. To do like the Appalachian Trail,
I agree,
and because some of them you can obviously see they've got the gear. Obviously, they don't need it, but maybe they're getting prepared. Because I would love to do that at some point. And I swear that's what I'm training you guys for.
You could keep thinking that. I'm not really a camper, but you never know. Mm-hmm. I've already told you that I'll do an overnight.
Yeah,
I'll do that. I've already started looking into tents and.
Yeah. I should show you. I got that tent downstairs. It's tiny. It's like it looks like a pillow.
Yeah,
it's a two-man tent.
I wouldn't mind doing that to, let's say, go out on a Friday. and go somewhere, sleep over, and then be gone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah, that's always a fun weekend, too. You know, just go, you get a campsite, even if you're in a state park, which I like camping in state parks. It's a little more, there's more people around, but they're campers.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, they're the same way we are. You know,
they're cool.
Yeah, you may hear them, they're going to be sitting around having a campfire. But like the last time I went down in Florida with my ex-girlfriend, she didn't feel good. So she went in the tent. And I was sitting out, I was making like some s'mores or something, I forget what I was doing, I was sitting by the fire. And the campsite next to us, they had a couple tents and they had a camper. And on the camper, they had like an X-ray light.
Huh.
I don't know, it was like a sodium, I could see through the people sitting in front of it. I mean, it was bright. And they had it shining right towards our tent. And I could actually almost see, even with the fly on the tent, I could almost see through on the other side if I walked around it. And they were
people
getting
like
all
that.
Loud and boisterous. So, you know, and you know me.
Yeah, you're not shy.
I'm German, Irish, and Welsh. And I start getting fired up. And then she, you know, she's like, can you, you know, that light's really bothering me. And I'm like, oh, all right, that's it. I'm going over. So I'm walking over and I'm like, all right, calm down. Just, you know, they're campers. Try it the nice way first. And then if they're dicks, throw a rock through the light. You know, so I will come out and I'm like, you know, excuse me. And they stop and I said, you know, I know you guys are having a good time and all, but that light is insanely bright. And all of a sudden they looked and like, oh my God, that's shining right on your tent. And I'm like, yeah, they're like, they turned it off. Like, so sorry. We didn't even know you guys were over there.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm like, yeah,
that's really
like,
cool.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we'll keep down a little bit too. You know, and they quiet it down and they didn't shut up and like, you know, they weren't like, you know, like,
well, no,
peeping,
because they're out there camping.
Yeah. But yeah. They realized they didn't even know we were there because we didn't have, well, when I camp, I don't take lights and stuff with me. I got a tent. I got maybe
a
sleeping
fire.
Bag and a pillow.
Yeah.
And build a fire and that's it.
That's all you need.
Yeah. And they were, as soon as they realized that, they're like, oh. So I was like, oh, whew, good. Because she was starting to get agitated, like thinking they were doing it on purpose. And I went back. I'm like, hey, look, they didn't know we were over here. Problem solved.
Some people do, though.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, do you want something to eat? Like, they were really cool. I'm like, no, we're good.
Have you watched that documentary yet?
I have not.
God damn it.
I've been on a Farscape kick.
Since we're
binge watching Farscape. Now I'll be doing that until I actually finish the series.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
As I was talking about the hiking, there is a documentary on, I guess it's kind of a documentary, on Netflix called A Mile and a Half.
Yeah.
The name, they gave it the name because if you ask anyone who's hiking, they said, well, where's our destination or where we're going? They're like, that's about a mile and a half. And it's usually a couple of miles after
that. Yeah. Especially if you're asking me, how far is this trail? It's a mile and a half.
Yeah.
Well, let's just hike it. We'll be fine.
So this documentary goes
10 miles later.
It's, I guess, a kind of a group of artists. I don't know much about the people. They definitely had cameras and audio equipment and things like that. They hiked from, I want to say from Yosemite. It's the John Muir Trail. You guys can look that up. But it's basically just a couple of people in the woods hiking this trail, 25 days trek. But I just, if you could see the imagery, and I think the whole camping thing for me is because they had some of these shots out there where you could see the night sky, and
yeah.
I'm just like, oh, God, I would love to be able to go do that.
It's awesome.
Because the night sky around here really is just some stars and not a lot of...
Well, yeah, here in town.
Yes.
But you get out to where, like, Promised Land, because that's where I grew up, out by there. And
that's what I want to see.
You can see the Milky Way.
I've never been able to see the Milky Way.
It's,
I mean, very
cool.
Faintly, but I can't.
Yeah. I mean,
so that's what I want to do.
Any star you see, you're seeing the Milky Way, but you can actually see the band right. In the Milky Way. No, I know, because you know someone's going to be.
I know.
You know, you can, and you're looking at the sun, you're seeing the Milky Way.
You're in the wrong direction.
No, you can actually see the milky ribbon of the edge of the galaxy.
Yeah, so I think that's what hooked me. Now I want to actually go and get a tent and be able to fall asleep, you know.
Yeah. Like I said, the tent I got is the rainfly. Well, it's not even a rainfly. It's just a top to it. It is a rainfly, but it is a part of the structure. When you take that off, it's just you're sleeping under a screen. So all you can see is sky around you.
That's all. That'd be awesome.
I've had some pretty interesting experiences in that tent, that exact tent.
Bears?
No bears, but I did have...
Bigfoot?
A bird.
Oh.
No. me and my ex-girlfriend were camping.
Aliens.
She got out to go use the bathroom in the morning. Unzipped the side of the tent. And it was, you know, there was the time of year, there wasn't a lot of bugs. So it's both sides unzip. So one person can get out without having to crawl over the other.
Right.
So she gets out and she leaves. She goes, "You want me zipped up?" I'm like, "No, the fly's on. It's not like anybody's going to come in." And a bird lands like on her pillow. And I open my eyes and there's a bird looking at me. And it just kind of chirped and he flew away. And then I think it was the same trip. We had gone to a couple different campsites. We were kind of bouncing around doing different things. And I wake up. I hear something outside the tent. And I just kind of look. And since the screen goes all the way down to the bottom, I'm kind of looking under the fly. And all of a sudden I see a nose come under. And a deer stuck his head under the fly, and he was looking right
at
me.
That's awesome. And, yeah, he's looked, like, "Who are you?"
Yeah, he looked, and he was kind of like, "Huh?" And he ducked his head back out, and he walked away.
It's like, "What's this thing over here?"
Yeah, and I'm laughing, and she's like, "What are you laughing at?" I'm like, "The deer just stuck his head into the tent." God, when does that happen?
Never.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So
yeah, you have to watch that. Yeah, I would suggest watching it tonight, but that's me.
But speaking of bears,
yes,
I don't know if I want to mention this spot because
I don't mention it.
I don't want anybody else there. So there's a spot we hike. It's
local.
Kind of local. And it's kind of a favorite spot. You can go there right after work. It's
short.
It's secluded. It's short, but it's beautiful.
No one knows. Well, people know about it.
Yeah, people know about it, but we want to keep
it. The obnoxious people.
Yeah, they'd rather go around Lake Scranton. Right. Go hike around Lake Scranton. It's beautiful. Which it is.
Like, it is. It's very beautiful.
Too many people there for me, though. And this is the place where you said just recently
that you saw the bear. I got that trip. It was early. So it was maybe 7:30 somewhere. I mean, it was probably earlier than that. I want to say 7:30, but I might have been back at the house at that point because I left wearing jeans with the intention of not really going on a big hike. I'm coming down the one hill, maybe 15 feet. So 15 feet. And all I heard is this big, like, movement. And on the peripheral, I could see something big and black. And I looked down, and it looked like he crossed about 10 feet just with one stride kind of a thing. And then he turned around, and he gave me this look. And this is the first time I've bumped into a bear since high school, so it's a long time.
Yeah.
And I just kind of looked. I saw him. My adrenaline kicked in, and I just kind of backed up, and I turned around nice and slow, and I started walking back up. And then I just gave him a little look, and it was almost like he looked at me. He kind of gave me, like, he looked over his shoulder, and he's just like, "Oh." And then he just kind of wandered off.
Yeah.
It was, for me, that early in the morning, I had no breakfast, I don't even know if I had coffee.
Yeah.
I'm, like, half asleep. I was instantly, like that. I was awake.
And there's the difference between you and I when we hike, because you told me the story, and I thought, "Aw, I missed the bear." So we're hiking there. We get about three-quarters of the way around the trail. And this is after work.
Right.
I hadn't even gotten home yet. I showed up, and we're walking, and we're just talking like we normally do, and I just see something move. And it was more of a primitive. Our brain said, "There's something there. It's large. Pay attention." And I stopped, and I kind of moved my head around a little bit to see through the trees. And you're like, "Oh, do you see something?" I'm like, "Bear."
I had a tree in my way.
Yeah, I go, "Bear." And as soon as I said bear, and he turned, he looked, and I looked at you when you were gone. I was turning around. And I'm like, "Oh, cool, bear." And I start walking towards him.
Yeah.
And then he walked away. He got a little spooked and went down the trail a little further.
Yep.
And then he came out again, and he looped around. Yeah, he looped around. And you guys did the exact same move. His head went down, and he kind of craned it around and looked at us.
Exactly,
and you did the same thing, and then you both turned at the same time and went the opposite direction.
Well, yeah.
And I just I stood there laughing.
I'm pretty smart.
I was like, that's funny.
That bear and I have a lot in common. Yeah. We're smart. You're like, let's go after him.
It's not like I want to go ride him or anything like that, but just to see him, you know.
My only concern is that there'd be a mother with a cub, and I didn't. My first thought is we saw one, which could have been the mother.
Yeah.
And then this other one could have been a cub because his head was lower.
Way too big to be a cub.
See, I couldn't see him. Yeah. All I saw was his head sticking around.
Because he kind of, like he was sneaking around. Like, are they still there? Oh, crap, they're coming. Yeah,
exactly what I did.
Yeah.
Just peeked my head around that tree.
It was funny.
Yeah,
but it was cool. That's just like at least the second, maybe the third bear I've seen this season so far, which is more than I've seen in a lot of years.
Seen a bunch of deer, fox.
Oh, yeah, a bunch. Oh yeah, the fox. An eagle or a osprey, and I'm pretty sure it was an eagle. And the only reason why I say I'm not sure is because it was flying between me and the sun. So I could hear it. It sounded like an eagle, but it didn't look big enough. But it could have just been higher than I thought. And that was over at Promised Land. So that
was
pretty
cool. Bunch of turtles.
Cool.
Saw a lot of turtles.
Yeah, a lot of turtles. Some crazy frogs.
Yep.
What else did we see?
Freaking chipmunks. They always yell at you.
Yeah, a lot of chipmunks.
Nothing else really too big as far as animal-wise.
Yeah, like a few snakes.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing major, though.
Bunch of birds. Like, birds are everywhere, so.
Yeah.
Except for, like, an eagle, like you said, the osprey.
Yeah, we've heard some awkward birds that we haven't been able to really identify.
Yeah, the one sounded like a kazoo.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. Yeah. It was just either that or we were in a spot where it was echoing oddly.
It's possible.
This week on Hiking Podcast.
Yeah. Hiking with the Primitive Intelligence Team.
Actually, that's pretty cool. We should do that.
Yeah. Do an on-the-trail podcast.
Yeah, we can, because it'll be real horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear slurps. And like,
yeah, all right. So, yeah, there's a, oh, geez, there's people.
What's over there? Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's how the my voice notes sounded when I was hiking.
Oh, it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
I've tried to take videos just to be like, oh, I'm going to take a nice video so I can capture this moment. And then you go back and listen to it, and you're like, and you're like moving, and you can hear stuff.
Yeah, and you don't realize how when you're hiking, you're just your blood pressure, your heart's beating so much stronger that your camera's going.
Oh yeah,
like a little. It's not much, but it's just enough that your camera.
But when you're watching it, you're like, "This is horrible."
Man, that's jumping all over the place. Yeah. What's wrong with him?
So this weekend, I'm gonna have to find something because you're not around.
I'm not gonna be around. I might be around Sunday, in the afternoon. So I'll probably leave early, Sunday. It's about a 4-hour ride going out to see my brother.
So I'm gonna need to figure out if I want to do anything. I like to go on hikes, but sometimes if it's a really good hike, you don't want to do it by yourself.
Yeah. I mean I could leave at like 6. I mean, that doesn't matter what time I leave. I'm probably going to be camping over there, so.
I'm a jerk.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably be hiking both days, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, nice.
I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do. I might just head up to the state park.
Which one? There's like 17 of them around here.
No, I might just head up back to that one.
Oh, the Lackawanna. Okay.
I don't know.
I got to see. I got to go in there. Now I'm on a sticker kick because I've got a Jeep. I got a little Jeep Liberty. And it's meant to be outdoors. And I'm taking it to places. And I want to. It's like a old trunk. Like people used to put their stickers on.
You know, Paris and from France.
Yeah, so I'm doing that from the state parks. The parks I'm going to.
Where I kind of got in the habit of the first one I got was a patch. I can't remember the first. Was it?
No, the first one you got this sticker for it on your car. That's the hiked it, liked it.
Actually, the same time.
Yep. Yeah, we all three of us.
So I got a patch, and I got a lot of the neodymium. Is that right? Neodymium magnets.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been turning patches into fridge magnets.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I should have grabbed it when I was up at Promised Land. I should have grabbed a patch. I got you the sticker. But.
Yeah, you know what? I've been forgetting the whole time because I should have got more. It's one of those things where if you're in the gift store, you're thinking about it. Otherwise, you just want to be on the trail.
Yeah. Well, we kind of thought of it when we were at Leonard Harrison because it's such a nice park.
It's
they
gorgeous.
Do a lot of work in that park to keep it. You know, it was built by the civil the Civilian Construction Corps, whatever it's called, back in the 50s when people needed jobs, the government created this division and they built the parks.
Yeah.
And they do a really good job at keeping this very close to the original park but in really nice shape. So I thought, you know what, if there's somewhere I'm going to spend money, it's going to be at a park like this. So I bought that jacket and I bought the sticker. I don't mind spending money in places like that.
No.
Because the parks in Pennsylvania are free. When I lived in Florida, state parks were you paid for them to get in, which was fine too, because at least you know the money's going to them.
Right.
Yeah.
And like we've seen, there's been a lot of people who do not appreciate it as much. So they, even though they think they're outdoors.
Creaky chair. Sorry.
There you go. I'll reposition.
Yeah.
So even though people think they're outdoorsy, they have absolutely no problem with dropping a plastic bottle when they, as soon as they get done, they just drop it on the side of the trail.
And that's why I like to, I like the Hydro Pack too, because I don't, I would never intentionally throw something on the ground.
You don't want it to fall.
But yeah, I don't want it to fall. If I got it in a, you know, if I got a wrapper in a pocket, I don't want it to fall out. So I throw all my garbage, everything that goes right in my pack.
I just don't understand how you could do that. Where you can say you're a hiker, mm-hmm. or even anybody who enjoys the outdoors,
yep.
yet you're intentionally just littering.
Destroying the thing that you say that you love.
And it's not like this is a hike where you're a day out. You're 15 minutes from your car.
Yeah.
And you're going to drop garbage.
Yeah, there's garbage cans all around you, and you're throwing stuff on the ground. Was that you?
I don't know what that was.
What the hell was it?
That must have been some outside.
Well,
yeah, on that weird note.
Oh, boy. That was different.
Papoose.
There was, we were at a, it was like this little coffee shop down in Stroudsburg, and they used to do open mic nights. And
nice.
Every once in a while, they'd have an act come in and do, you know, what, you know, a little show. And it was usually an acoustic set because it wasn't a big place. It was like an old shop window, you know, that they built a little stage in. And there was this this couple there that were playing. And they come up to the microphone, and as they're getting ready, they go, marsupial.
Marsupial.
Marsupial. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, marsupial uses every muscle that you need for... Yeah, you know, for speaking.
Marsupial.
It's a good way to test a microphone, but they just sounded like idiots. I don't know if that's true or not, you know, that it really works out, but yeah. He was marsupial. And marsupial.
Well, since this is like only the second one back in a year, I really haven't been as, I don't want to say professional, but not as professional. Yeah. Like I'm just kind of leaning out, leaning in, and I don't really care.
Well, it's not like we're getting paid to do this.
No. It's actually more entertaining for myself.
Yeah. Because I don't think anybody listens. So.
No, there's no listen. Nobody's out there listening.
That's awesome.
I didn't even listen to our last one. We're just sitting here talking.
I did. I listened to it.
I know. I saw it.
Yeah. I saw the one view.
One view. I'm like, oh, look at that. Somebody listened. Yeah, it wasn't me.
That's funny.
But not that I give a shit.
No. It's more for the practice.
Well, it's the practice, and it's actually just really... interesting to write this shit down.
Yeah.
Not to mention that the way, a lot of times the way you communicate between two people in a conversation, it flows perfectly and you never think anything of it. But when you sit here and have the same conversation, it's completely different.
Completely different. Because now there's, you know, and obviously you can't see it from the podcast, but we've got, you know, I've got my microphone up on a stand. I've got my pop filter in front of me. There's wires. You know, it's an awkward rig. It's not, you know, natural looking. You've got the other microphone with the baffle in front of it.
And I don't have a pop filter.
Yeah, no pop filter. The floor, you know, nothing is really set up to be quiet. As you can tell, when we change position, you can hear the chair and stuff like that. So it's kind of awkward.
But it's actually, I mean, I've listened to some podcasts that were horrible.
I just listened to one last week. Oh, no, that was this one.
Ha! No, but I mean, podcasts that actually have people sponsoring them, like where they actually get money, and it's still
sounds like they're talking through a tin can. And there's a couple I listened to,
yeah,
that were just so I couldn't listen to because it hurt my head, because there'd be like the one guy had a really nice microphone, he's over talking like this, and all of a sudden he got this guy in the side going, and he's the sound guy.
Yeah. There was the one I listened to that they had. Two people, there was three of them, and then two of them were Skyping in. So they had, I don't know if they had two different laptops, but they were trying to record from Skype, which I guess it could work, but it didn't sound like they were jacked in. They weren't doing it through the system.
They were jacked up.
They were jacked. They were recording from the speakers on the laptop.
Oh, instead of just... using the sound card to funnel it.
Yeah, they weren't doing
that's not.
So it was, I listened a little while and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no audio engineer, but I mean, you just.
I ain't no audio.
I ain't no.
What are you, one of those audio engineers.
I ain't no audio engineer, but that sure is pleasing to my ear bone.
Marsupial.
I got a marsupial that I test my microphone with. I put it right in its pouch.
I got nothing for that. Just the image of some hick wearing a wife beater.
Pouch banging a kangaroo.
And a little marsupial with a bunch of Budweisers in his pouch. I like my Budweiser straight from the pouch.
A little ice crammed in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're living the high life tonight. Bud Light. Sorry. Sorry for anybody out there who might take offense.
No marsupials are hurt in the filming of this podcast.
Or Southerners. Actually, that's not even Southern. I can't say that.
That's just kind
of... Because we're North, and we have a lot of people like that around here. So I don't know what you want to call that. Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Yeah. People are going to be how they're going to be. It's just funny sometimes.
I know people laugh at me, and I'm happy with it.
Because you're too Italian and not Italian enough.
Exactly.
All at the same time.
Actually, with one girl on each side of me saying that.
Yeah, that was so funny.
You didn't believe weird shit happened to me, I think, until that night.
Oh, no. Because weird shit has always happened to me, too. So when you're like, yeah, weird shit happens to me, I'm like, okay, it can't be any weirder than the shit that happens to me.
So I'll explain that if I haven't explained it in the past. We were out. This is why. This is like 10 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And we happened to be out at the local bar, one of the local bars, and... it was a fairly busy night from what I remember. It wasn't bad busy, like you couldn't move, but it was like people are.
Yeah.
And I had one girl, set of girls, and I was in the corner. So on my left, there was a girl and some of her friends, and on my right, there was a girl and some of her friends or whatever. And I was having a conversation with both of them at the same time, but they didn't know.
Yeah, they weren't having a conversation
with
each other.
Right, they were.
Yeah.
And then the one girl, almost at the exact same time, moments from each other. The one said, oh, you're too Italian. Look at you with, I don't even know what she said. The ring and your chain, something.
Yeah, something.
And then the other one is like, oh, you're not Italian enough.
Yeah.
Or you're not 100% Italian. You're not something like
You're not Italian. Yes. Yeah.
But it was in seconds, like moments of each other.
It was two complete sentences that follow each other from two different people.
Yeah.
That were completely contradictory.
And you looked at me and I'm like, yeah, this is the kind of thing that happens to me from time to time. I'm just glad someone witnessed it, because that would have been a story I'd have my whole life, and no one would ever believe me.
True. But then again, I did have that. And every time I go into the loading dock, Anthony brings that story up, the girl who licked my head.
Well, that's a good story.
Yeah.
Where she just walked up and licked you right in the head.
Yep. First she stroked my head, and then she licked it. Now, if you haven't seen a picture of me, I shaved my head. And then when I asked her, she said, I finished my food. It was like 10 minutes later, I got my walked over. I said, what the hell is that all about? And she said, well, she paid me to come over and rub your head, but I licked it for free. I was like, all right.
And as you mentioned, the loading dock, I will have to say it's the best food in the area. If you're here, anywhere close by, go there.
Yeah.
Because it may look like a dive bar. It's in the back of a building.
It doesn't even look like there's anything there.
No, it's in the back of a building that looks like where there should be a loading dock.
Just because it was the loading dock.
I know. Yeah. But it looks like it would be a bad biker bar.
Yeah.
But it is not.
No.
It's a nice little restaurant.
Yep.
And
it's more of
a
restaurant
bar,
than a bar now. Yeah, it started out as a bar, but it's more a restaurant now.
Fantastic food.
Yeah.
I mean.
It is the best food in the area.
Right.
Absolutely.
Really
I will
is.
Say that.
And it's not like that kind of food where you're like, oh, it's delicious, but it fits in the palm of my hand.
Yeah, no,
you might not finish.
Yeah, you get a burger, and I eat a lot. If I'll get a bowl of soup, I'll get a burger and fries, and I can't eat. They always look at me like, you want a box of the fries? No, just stop giving me seven potatoes worth of fries.
Well, that's where I had to stop getting the soup. Even if I'm hungry.
You can't stop getting the soup.
Italian
wedding soup is the best thing ever.
The problem is I can't.
And I don't like Italian wedding soup, but I love that soup.
But that's because that's good Italian wedding soup. It's really so much food where you can get a cup.
He does make a cup, though.
Not anymore?
No,
he used to. No?
No.
Never? I'm screwed then, because I can't have a bowl of soup, the burger that size,
yeah,
and the fries. It's so much food.
Yeah. There's, in any bowl of Italian wedding soup you get from that place, there is more meat in the meatballs than there are in some places hamburgers.
Yes.
By a lot, like double.
There was more meat. The one time I got a bowl of the Italian wedding soup, and there was more meat, or there was more meatballs in the soup than there was soup.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, oh, that was great. Yeah.
I made the mistake one time of replacing the normal French fries with the potato wedges. Now, what they do with their potato wedges is actually
they take
a
potato,
wedge.
They fry it, and they give it to you.
They cut
and
it,
they put 12 of those on a plate.
They cut it and they quarter it, so they're big chunks, and then they fry it, but there's probably four or five. I don't know. There's a lot. Mm-hmm. And then they take that and they put like a ranch sauce with cheese and bacon and sour cream, something like that.
Yeah.
But I did that one time, and I couldn't. I just couldn't. I don't even know if I finished the burger that time because it was just too much.
It's just so much food.
And, of course, I went back and ate it later.
Yeah.
No, I'm really hungry for that.
And I will say, if there is one downfall to Loading Dock, it's that he pays attention to what kind of beer you like.
Yeah.
And you go in, and he's like, oh, I got this just for you. Now you must drink it. He did it. When I was in Florida, I was down there for 4 years when I came back up. And I hadn't seen the owner of this place in 4 years. I walked in, he came out from behind the bar, shook my hand, you know, spoke to me by name, and said, I've got something for you, and I've got it just for you. I was waiting for you to come back.
He did.
And he went back, and he got that. It was a Stone IPA. It was the 12-12-12.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he's like, I got this just for you.
And I was like, years.
Four years.
You stopped back that one. The one,
no, we, that that in? Was the time. Yeah, that okay. was that time. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was that.
Yeah,
to
come up for
years.
The family thing. And it was, yeah, he just goes, wait, I got this for you. And I was like, holy crap, are you serious? Glad I came in then.
Yeah, that place is just.
Yeah, that's a good place. The Loading Dock Bar and Grill. You're in the Scranton area. Absolutely go. It's behind the EFO.
Yeah, you really.
That's all you got to do. Ask somebody. Where's the
EFO?
And
it's not a place you're going to get drunk in, and it's not a place for people to drink and get drunk.
No.
There's alcohol there, but you're not going there for that.
No,
you're going, you're going there to have good times, good conversations, and have unbelievable food.
Yep. And you will go back.
And tell them we said hi.
Yes.
I should stop in and say hi. We haven't been there since we hiked Eels Preserve.
I have.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I go in for lunch whenever I can. I was going to go there today, but by the time I got done, it was like 4:30 already. It was right before you
texted me. Before I texted you?
I just walked in the door.
I really don't get there enough, but I don't do it for lunch because I don't leave work, really, for lunch. And I don't have enough time. There wouldn't be enough time for me to leave.
No,
and
not
get
from
there.
Your, no.
No, not from where I am. No. So, but I really should be. See, I think I'm kind of glad they don't have delivery. But I'm not at the same time. Because if they had delivery, it'd be really difficult for me not to order delivery there all the time.
And just have it at your house.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
Yeah. All that hiking would be for naught.
True.
You'd be even keel. You'd be just trying to keep even if you're just eating that all the time.
And can you imagine you'd be out on the trail.
With a burger.
And the burger juices would be coming out of your face. You'd be sweating burger juice. And you'd be like, now I want another burger.
Yeah. Now I want to go to Loading Dock for a burger.
Damn. So anyway,
stop talking about it.
But I did, like I was telling you before, I found a few more that I was thinking about that I want to go to in the local, not too far of a drive. I think it was like half an hour. So I have a couple lined up that I think we could go. The one, I'll have to find the name. I think it's Bear Creek.
Is that down by Wilkes-Barre?
Yes.
Okay.
There's one that has a lot of different trails on that. And then there is another one down that way, too, that has the waterfalls.
Yeah, that, I'm curious to see what that is. Lehigh Gorge?
No, but that does come up, but no, that's not it.
Okay. On a completely unrelated note, yesterday I'm helping somebody with a job. And not really doing much, just kind of lending a helping hand while he's outside. And it was me, it was another guy from the company, and then a technician. And everybody's kind of milling around doing their thing. And I like to try to pay attention to what's going on around me. because there's always those little things that you wouldn't expect to see. And it's on my work front. I'll show you a picture of it. But they had bricks that they had up against their fence,
mm-hmm.
so the dog couldn't get out.
Okay.
And he had moved. I don't know why he moved one of the bricks up. I think he had his ladder. He was using it says ladder on because it was uneven ground. And I just looked out the brick, and on the brick, because we saw those bricks at George Child's right. that said FJD on them.
Yeah, I remember you saying FJD.
Yeah, and that was I looked that up. It's just the manufacturer of the bricks from, like, Illinois or some weird spot. Hmm. So I looked at the brick, and I'm like, oh, I wonder where this one's from. Maybe it's a Scranton or a Naog brick.
Yeah.
And it says Dickover on it.
It's a Dickover brick?
It's a Dickover brick. So I took a picture of it, and then, like, they walked over. All I did is I just pointed down at the brick, and they're like, huh? And they look back up. I'm like, no. I'm like, look. I'm like, when I'm pointing at something, it's for a reason. And they look at it, and they're like,
Dickover.
And they just kind of were like, oh. And so we're walking back out. All right, we get everything cleaned up. We close the gate, and the other guy goes, well, those bricks must have been there for the dog, so he can't. Did you start playing music again?
No, that was just interference.
Oh, is that? Yeah, okay. That was from that? Okay.
Yeah.
So he goes, oh, I think those bricks were there to stop the dog from digging. I'm like, oh, so they are dick over dick bricks. So the dog's trying to get out, and it's to dick them over. And they just looked at me like, what?
Was that a joke?
I'm like, oh, you guys suck. How did you not get that? Yeah, the dick over brick. I'll put a
no
picture
one wants a dick over brick.
But why would you name your company Dick Over? It's like there's a furniture company down in Florida called Badcock and More. What? Really? And then there's also the place down there that's, well, you've heard of Edward Jones, right? Like a financial.
Yeah.
And then there's this, I don't know if it's national, but there's another company called Jim Swallows. So there's two signs, one on top of each other, Jim Swallows, Edward Jones. And every time I saw that,
that's
and there
good
was
stuff.
Dr. Taco, which I also thought was hysterical.
Dr. Taco.
Which was the guy's last name, but he was a doctor. And you're driving through New Smyrna Beach, and there's this sign that says Dr. Taco.
That sounds like a fast food restaurant.
It does. It sounds like.
So I need a Dr. Taco Supreme.
Signs always fascinate me because people put things on signs that seem to make sense to them, but then.
It never does.
Never makes sense. And that's never good. Actually, I saw somebody post one on Facebook. It was a no outlet sign
mm-hmm.
on Electric Ave. So it's Electric Ave, no outlet. I did the same thing for saying, I'm like, I don't get the joke. Oh, I got you now. And I'm not going to tell people. You're going to figure it out for yourself. But I want to get a picture of William and Defoe Streets down in Pittston.
That's
awesome. I want to send
that,
it to him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he's on Facebook.
Yeah.
So you could just give him, you could just go out there and put a little post and say, look what I found.
He'll probably be like, I'm sick of people sending me his goddamn street sign.
Probably.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not spelled the same, but it's just every time I drive by it, I'm like, I got to stop, get a picture of it.
Well, we saw that one bridge sign that says, bridge may be icy, and someone put SP. So it said, bridge may be spicy.
Spicy, yeah.
And it wasn't like a small bridge. They had to actually pull over and hurry up.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious. They're like, the bridge may be spicy. That's the little things. It's the like 11-year-old in me that finds
that
hilarious.
Funny. Yeah. There was the one picture I had. I was at a customer's house. They lived on a farm, and there was a picture of they had like signs on their barn, and one of them was like horse crossing, and another one was a horse with his tail up, crapping. I think it was crapping, but wow. it said. Caution, beware of exhaust.
Signs.
Yeah, it's just stuff like that. Like some guy put that on his...
It's stuff you don't expect.
Yeah. The little old couple who lived up the house from me when I was growing up, and she lived to be like in almost, I think, 100. Her husband passed away long before, but he just had that kind of sense of humor. So on his property, he had this, it was an old refrigerator. No. Maybe you just build it. It looked like an old refrigerator, like a
cooler,
you know, a top open.
Yeah.
And it said baby rattlers. So as a kid, we always thought there were snakes in there. But then when you go, and this is on his property. It's not like a tourist attraction. People aren't just walking around. So this guy just put this on his property for his own amusement. You look in there, and there was baby rattles on strings.
Just for the hell of it.
Just for the hell of it. In a box that said baby rattlers.
So You must have had a lot of people coming up there just going, what's in this?
Yeah, and when you open up, it goes...
That's...
He was a little...
I like it.
Yeah.
People he were different just they for were, the fuck of it.
Yeah, German. So maybe that's where... Maybe it's a German thing. That weird sense of humor.
Not to mention, it's a good thing you said that. I meant to show you this because I had an advertisement that popped up on Facebook for me. For Father's Day. I think it's a Father's Day ad. Lederhosen.
Lederhosen.
Why would I get an advertisement for literally Lederhosen?
50% off.
It's an actual Lederhosen ad. Has anyone, when was the last time anyone saw an ad for Lederhosen?
See the website? No. Lederhosen for you.
Well, it's... I was astounded. I'm like, what can
there's,
I possibly...
There's a free ad for Lederhosen for you. As a, they're having a 50% off Father's Day sale.
Or it's a fake ad.
It could be a fake ad.
But I'm like, I mean, I don't disable my cookies or whatever on my phone. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the hell could I possibly have been looking at that said, oh, he needs Lederhosen?
You'd think I'd be getting those because I do a lot of research on German stuff.
Yeah. Like, I don't know any... I don't do any German research or nothing.
Yeah, why would you be getting Lederhosen?
I wouldn't. Unless it was the whole point was to show you and have it show up on that the podcast.
It was a roundabout way of getting on the podcast.
Yeah, so now you're going to be getting Lederhosen. So it was good advertising because they wanted to get to you through me.
Why they didn't just post on my Facebook, I don't know. But because they know I would. Maybe it showed up on my Facebook and I just ignored it. Because I would have seen dudes wearing Lederhosen and just gone right past it. I would not have stopped to read it.
I was just, it stunned me, because it's like Lederhosen.
It stunned you?
It stunned me, it really did. I'm just sitting there flipping.
You weren't all amped up about it?
I was not jacked up at all.
There's a throwback to episode of season one.
There was no jacking or amping or pumping.
That's funny. Much quieter in here.
Oh, it's a lot
the windows
quieter.
Closed.
There's no birds or any cars.
There's a spot last week's where it sounds like there's a bird sitting right here on my microphone stand. You just hear him like, chirp, 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 chirp. I'm like,
yeah, he had to be across the street.
Yeah. And he sounded just like that. Chirp, 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 chirp. He was kind of a slow bird.
I guess that means you're pretty slow, too.
Yeah. Well, I imitate a slow bird. All right, so we'll wrap up this episode. As always, I'm not going to get a big long thing about it. We already know. Don't text and drive or use your phone and drive. Dangerous, dangerous shit. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Take the 10 minutes that you're going to have in the car, or longer, depending on where you're driving, and enjoy that time by yourself. Switch it off. Put some music on, or just sit there and don't. Just relax. Believe it or not, you're not that important.
Yeah. Or even better yet, I was going to leave it alone, but... I got that little, it's called a Jabra Freeway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a USB, it's a Bluetooth and FM transmitter. And it can handle two devices, and it's great for work. So I got my personal phone, I got my work phone. It clips right onto your dashboard. You pair your phones to it. It's got speakers in it, so it can play right from that. Or you can have an FM transmit to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And if my work phone rings, I use my personal phone for my GPS and my music. And then my work phone is there if it rings. I hit the button, it answers it, it pauses the music, and hands-free.
Right.
Don't have to worry about wrecking anybody.
If you have to.
If your car doesn't come with Bluetooth, I paid $50 for it.
And they're not even that, if you get a cheaper one, it's not even that expensive.
Yeah, yeah, you don't need to do all the other stuff. Not even that expensive.
Just don't text. Yeah. Don't be on the phone.
Spend the $5 on the FM transmitter you plug into your handset. Use it as a hands-free.
You just don't need to.
And texting is just stupid. No reason to do it.
No. Just stop. Just stop. Put the phone down.
For God's sake, knock it off.
And that's it.
That's it. So next week, we should probably try to have something. We really were winging it this week.
Oh, yeah. We just...
Yeah. It was all about hiking. There's nothing wrong with it. Well, I mean, there's never has been a set topic for the podcast.
No, but it wouldn't be a bad idea to have an idea before we actually sit down about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, because I listen to some podcasts, like the ones that are really well done, like Mysterious Universe. They're just so on. They're so with it. They know exactly what they're doing.
And you don't know you almost don't know that it's been planned. That's how good they are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that they take out, and they do a lot of editing, and we just kind of, there's little bits and pieces I take out just that we ramble on about, but yeah.
Maybe if we get more than you listening.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll listen to it tonight.
Yeah. See, and that's something
we'll get two listeners.
It's good to have something to strive for. I think those guys do a really good job in their podcast.
I don't even like to call it a podcast because
it's a show.
It really is a show. It happens to be an audio show. Sorry. It happens to be an audio show, but it is a top-notch just show.
Yeah. And even if you, I mean, if you're unfamiliar with Mysterious Universe, they really kind of cover, I don't want to just say paranormal, but just odd things.
Yeah, and it's entertainment.
And it's not like one of these, you know, you get to some people who are just, oh, there was a noise, it was a ghost.
Right.
You know, they really look at it from
a
logical standpoint, you know.
And they're open, yet they're also critical. So
you could listen to it without giving a shit about the topic and say, this is a really well-done production. And that's something,
that's my appreciation.
Yeah. Really something to strive for to be, you know, even half that good. I'd be happy.
So I guess next time we're going to have to come up with something.
Yeah, we've tried that before. Because I always run out of time during the week to look for some kind of topic or something like that. Until next week, I'm Kurt.
I'm Rocco.
We didn't even say that last week. We didn't tell anybody who we were. It was a big surprise.
Who's running
the show?
Probably got a lot of emails saying, who are you?
A ton of them. I even stopped asking for that. I'm not even going to bother. You'll figure it out at some point.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
All right. Later.
Later. Dingman's Falls in the Delaware. I'll start that again. Apple burps.
The Delaware apple burps.